Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Psyche's Gone Wild, and this is Psyche Jethro on 773-897-6461 for some really crazy fun. There's 13 of you guys on the phone tonight. They're all sitting, waiting. Hang on to your phones. I'm going to go through this real quickly, real fast. We've got 55 minutes to get you read. So I'm going to go ahead and have you give me your name. I'll give you a quick reading and go right on. I know that a lot of you guys have a specific question, so when I go ahead and hit your phone number, if you give me your name and your question, I'll go right to it. If you just give me your name or general or one quite a bit, I'm going to just read and go through. This way we can get everybody in and get them read. We had a lot of people calling in, and the fun thing is we're ready to go wild. Thank you for calling Psyche's Gone Wild. Let's go wild. 1442, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good, Jethro. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. You're from another country, I take it, and I welcome you. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. Psyche Jethro here. Glad that you called.
Yeah, hi. My name is Deep. I'm calling from the United from United Kingdom.
Oh, very nice. United Kingdom, thank you. I know iTunes gets us out there and Blog Talk Radio, and I put on the internet. I'm sure you have one question. I apologize, but I feel like you're a very intense person. You are working with your psychic work.
Yes, I am. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm at the moment reading your book, Living in the Psychic Realm, and I'm really enjoying the book.
Thank you very much. I'm glad you're enjoying the book, and I do welcome the fact. I know. I think I've feeling here with you and the energy, I think I have seen an email, and I welcome you. I love the fact that you're reading the book, and can I just tell me real quick what part of the chapter are you into? Where are you at in the book?
I am on the third chapter, on the chapter in which you say a year with your teacher.
Oh,
the
very
first
excellent.
Year, yeah, the first year.
Good, great. I welcome and thank you, and you know, I welcome you in. I'll go ahead, and if you've got a question, is there something
yes.
you want to look at specifically?
Yes, please, a very good question. I spoke to Amy regarding this when you were away, and she asked me to talk to you as well. So it's regarding my spiritual path. So what kind of psychic abilities and healing abilities do you see me developing from where I am spiritually at the moment? And how do I get on to the next level? So any would you recommend me any psychic courses or any books?
I do. I welcome with you on the energy, and I'll tell you that there's five types of psychic and sense, and I feel that with you in the course right now, I would suggest that we sit down and work with you on some different vibration energies of, and I say different, most people, they say meditation. Yours isn't just meditation. I would like talk with you like this. I would suggest that you study up some of the symbols books, astrology. Linda Goodman's an excellent book. Ted Andrews and Animals. I feel that Animal Speaks would be beneficial because you are very much a sensitive person, that you feel the energies around you. When I first started reading, I felt the purple with you, and I feel that your guides are showing that this would also be the sense of having you do what I call spiritual walks. And then I know that I do have a classes. I do like $25 per class. I'd have you take a couple classes through the internet. You're in United Kingdom, so we'd have to do it through Skype. And talk on Skype for a little bit, get you into the cycle of seeing where the stars were, what the astrologies were saying, and sense with you doing some metaphysical sending and receiving work. One of them is healing with color. I feel that you are really, you've got a sense and ability that you're kind of a conduit, and you would do very well in that area.
Right, okay. What kind of stuff do you do in your courses? Are they one-to-one, or can they be generic? Or
I do one-to-one. We are, you know, for clients, I have a meeting here on Thursday nights in Tampa, Florida. We have classes, and what I do is we're opening up where I was on one-on-one with the students on the computer, and like in your case, I would have a day that we would get together on the phone like that on Skype and talk for half an hour. It's included in the $25. I would send you your class the week before. You would look through it and go through the email of it, send me any questions or write to me or call and do your homework in your class and read it through the email. And then what would happen is after that week, we would get together that certain day, go through it and make sure you're getting the vibrations. I want to see your, like on Skype, so I could see what you look like and the energy and how it's working with your chakras. Make sure you resonate and are comfortable. I don't take all students. So what I do is what I'm letting you know, those of you who are calling, please get a hold of me. Send a picture because, you know, we all resonate different. I'm a hyper person. I can feel your words. I would take you as a student because I feel you have to have the discipline. And one of the things is when I'm very Christian in it, I use a lot of angel work. And if you wanted to get into this, let's just say to do casting or to raise energy, I couldn't help you. But your intent is you want to do this to help people, I could help you.
Okay. And where do you see me going in this path? I'm on a 9-to-5 profession. So do you see, if I wanted to, can I take this up as a profession instead of what I'm currently doing?
I do see that. I do see you later. I see you're going to be a spiritual coach with this. I see that you're going to open your abilities so you can help many people. I see you're kind of a little shy, but you're really good with people. And I see later what's going to happen is you're going to be up talking to other people with this.
Right. Okay. I'll get in touch with you. And would you recommend any other books Well, thank you, David Lachman.
I will, and I'm just right off the top of the head. I just love all of them. Heaven Knows What, that's a book I would recommend. It's out of print, but you can pick it up. It's out there. It's by Lewis. It's like Hemi Lewis. It's Heaven Knows What is the book. I'm trying to think of some other ones that I've got. Carlos Castaneda is a great book to read and do some work around with there. There's just a lot of them. So, you know, I welcome you and thank you, and you know, make contact. We'll get together and get this rocking.
Sure. Thanks a lot, Jethro. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, and blessings to you. And this is Psyche's Gone Wild, Psyche Jethro. All of you guys are out there. We're rolling through real quick, and I've got a lot of you guys, even more people on. So 916, how are you tonight?
Hey, Jethro. This is Diana.
You little Diana. You little wild Diana.
I got to use my healing hands under the direction of angels. A woman was having an asthma attack, and she really didn't have medicine, but she was doing her nebulizer. And they just told me what to do, and I came to my hands at her, and boom, she could breathe again. You know, I'm ready. So I'm just going to let you tell me from here what's going on.
I love that, Diane. You are ready, and it's good to hear from you, wild one. As we're going through the energies here, the guides are telling me with the cycle with you, Diana, that you're not only going to be doing the energy but the healing, you're also going to be cycling with three other people. The three other people that are going to come into your life is one from your past, two from your future. Telling me the guides and the angels are saying that this is why the strength has happened for you. I do see you later working with some other people. I see you doing some other radio, talking on a radio show. I don't even see that the other people are helping you through this, but I see that you're helping them. You have begun the point of energy there in California to be strengthened with the links that you have that I feel back here in Florida. The guides are going to be putting this together for you. I see as March starts to come in, you'll also be cycling another friend, and that friend will be someone new that comes there with you. Going into the energy, we're going real quick. We got 919. How are you doing, 919?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Okay, I can't say the 919. Is he get me? 919. Oh, wow. Okay, Jethro is drinking just coffee, and it's healthy for you, too. But I'm not drinking. That's wild. I welcome you, and can you give me your name?
Sure. My name's Jackie.
Okay. Jackie, I'm picking up. I pick up that you've got I feel that there's a situation with a relationship.
Yeah, my daughter.
That's what I'm feeling, and I feel like this is one of those situations that is really, physically, it's bothering my stomach. It feels like this is not, this isn't real easy for you. This is like no matter what's going on, you're between a rock and a hard spot, is what the guys are showing me.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and it's amazing because I wasn't sure if I was going to ask the question, and, you know, I'm glad you picked up on it right away. He's the truth for you who listened for the first time, but... She was really a difficult child for me, and I don't know. I'm psychologically spent, you know. But she's stuck. But I need to move on. You know what I mean? I need to move. I need to change. And I don't know.
I feel it. I feel this, and I feel the energy with this, and I do see what's happening here with you, Jackie. I feel like the angels are going to kind of help you with this too. Now, this child. How old is this child?
22 now.
I it's really remarkable because it's been such. It's like my credit to you, Jackie, because you've handled what you can here, and it's really a shame because I feel like the hurt has come. Like no matter what you say or do, somebody's upset with you. It's like, well,
yeah.
Come on, people. You know, it's like, where's the love? I mean, and they got to realize that. And just losing my mom here recently, this is a really hard situation because you have put out all you've got. I mean, you are like, they have pulled everything from you, from energy you didn't even know you had.
Yeah, exactly. It's everything I'm feeling, word for word almost.
That's what I'm feeling. The angels are telling me that you're going to have to take a little bit of time, and you've got them to the point where, you know, this is a little bit of the problem that you did spoil them a little bit, but you've always been a very good, strong person. And what they've got to realize is now it's come to the point where they're going to have to take the lead. And I feel that this is where you're getting hurt is for a little bit of the things that have happened lately. You guys start taking care of you, Jackie. I feel like your system. I feel like your stomach's bothering you. I feel like you physically have gotten yourself where you need a good, like, a week's rest, a nice bath, maybe a massage, a handsome person on your arm, maybe take you out for a good dinner. You don't need to be dealing with this. And here they are going, more mom, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I feel. And they're telling me the economy where you are right now is so tense, and that's what the guys are telling me. They said that what's going to come out of this, and I'm glad you're calling for the first time. Please stay following us in, and I know a lot of people, if they don't care what they want, I got to be accurate with you. The angels are telling me that this is going to be a few tears, but you're going to make them a little stronger. I see the hardest word for you sometimes is no. And you got to stay strong of no, and I cannot do it all. You guys, you know, they're lucky. And my family, when you're 18, they're like, you're a big person. I was owning my own restaurant. And they were like, here, you know. And in your case, I feel like, you know, they've got to give you a little bit of lead. I say they, but I feel like you've got a couple people there who are just grabbing you like taffy, going, mine. And you're it's like, okay, you guys, I'm tired. You're going to help me. And what I feel that's going to happen is you're going to start doing the no. And I feel like the financial situation's got to start. They've got to start helping you.
Yeah. You're right.
You know, and I think the thing with the angels are showing me with you, they're telling me the other part that's going to come from this is I'd like to do a little bit more, and I'm running through, we're quickly getting everybody, but I'd love to see a picture and see with your aura, because they're telling me you've got two choices. One of them is like you've been doing something that could make a little bit of income. The other choice is they keep saying that you've got to get, like somebody needs to kind of start helping you, and it's like, I feel like you're still going to come up with a way for you to make more money. The guys are telling me that you always end up being the one that does it.
Yeah. Yeah, I work with a company who sends me out on travel assignments, but I haven't had any work with them in about 4 or 5 months.
That's what I'm feeling. And it's time. We've got some prayers, and get a hold of me at, you know, psychicjethro@aol.com, and I'll send you. I have an abundance prayer. I also have an angel prayer for you, because I feel like they're just saying it's time for Jackie's going on vacation, and they better start helping her, is what they're telling me. You know?
Okay.
Thank you, and I hope I help. We're rolling along, you guys. It's like, whoa.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate the reading.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate you guys calling in. This is Psychic Jethro. We're on at Psychics Gone Wild. You guys, make sure you go to psychicsgonewild.com and put your name in, because we're going to be giving away a Friday. We're still celebrating Christmas present to those of you. 303, Colorado number. How are you, 303?
Very good. Thank you very much. My name is Wendy, and I'm curious what you see in the relationship area for me.
Okay, Wendy. Great. This is 2013, and for Wendy and the energy, I'm seeing that you have. I feel you have someone that really wants to be. I feel like they want to be with you, but you're like helping them heal. They're showing me energy going there. They're showing me like you're putting out energy to help, like physically. Yeah. I'll just let you interpret it, Wendy. That's the best way for me to do this. What the guys are showing me is they're showing me angel work. They're showing me that there's work that you're putting out, and that you're putting this work towards this person. And I feel this person is coming into your life. I don't feel that you've actually come into the relationship yet. Maybe that helps in what I see. I'm not seeing a link with you with a person, but I'm seeing this a little later on. I keep seeing a person with glasses. It looks to me like a male with glasses, and I keep feeling that there's been a time in your life and a new energy here that they're telling me, the guides are telling me that this will come in a little bit later, but you're working real hard. You help a lot of people, and the guides are trying to say that for you to have what you need to have happen, they're like just opening all these doors for you.
Beautiful. Okay.
You're telling, and it's ironic, Wendy. You've got me a little bit of woo. You said relationship, so they're telling me that. Is there a specific person you want to look at?
No, I've been single for like 15 years. I've been seeing somebody a little bit, but he's very entangled in other relationships, and I keep feeling like it's just around the corner, or, you know, very, very near, but I'm also trying to be very clear and specific with what I want, and have done a lot of growing, so I want to bring in the right person and a life partner, and I feel like I'm just, I guess, in the mystery soup and still changing and growing very, very rapidly. And but I'm also really hoping that this is the year to bring in a partner. I mean, not that I've been looking for 15 years, but I feel like I'm very, very ready to bring in that life partner.
I love that. And they said there is someone coming in, they keep showing me, and the reason I got this with the energy is I get a lot of feathers, a lot of angelic work with you. I see a real positive adores and light, and I see that this is part of the life. Why it is that soup for you right now is they are putting you in the mixture of all the energies because you're a very good person. It's time to have the relationship, but your guides are kind of running through. They're so enhanced with the fact of you having a person that's going to be able to help you with a lot. That's why I feel this other person that isn't just entangled. I feel the real hard thing is that you guys have some kind of karma there that is still pulling you two like magnets together.
Mm.
And that's what's done that. And Angel said that it's going to be someone a little different that you haven't met yet. And it is right around the corner. I would say as soon as February is what I'm feeling.
Beautiful. Okay.
You know? So, all right. Well, I thank you, Wendy. And
thank you so much. Take care, Jethro.
No problem, you too. And we're going on rolling here with the Psyche's Gone Wild. 204, you're next on Psyche's Gone Wild with Psyche Jethro. How are you, 204?
Hi, this is Cindy.
Hey, Cindy.
Hi. Just wondering what you could pick up with my son. Does he really want to come home, or is this just a ploy?
Okay. I'm feeling, can you say his first name for me?
Michael.
Michael? Okay, and Cindy, I'm picking up with Michael that he is working on something with you a little strange here, Cindy. This has been a little different with you and him. You guys have had some anger between each other. You've had some times that he has hurt you before. I'm picking up a little bit of aggression here with him.
So yes, you left anger.
What I'm getting, and I'm also getting that he's not. It's like, where is he in the same state as you are? I apologize because I'm getting two conflicts here, and I'll explain why I'm getting.
Yeah, he's just on the other side of town from me.
All right. The reason I say that is I feel like that. The reason I ask is that I keep feeling like he wants to be somewhere else. I feel like that's why. So when you tell me that he's in the same state and going across this, I don't think he's done yet. I think he wants to come back around with you, and yet I do think that he's trying to use this. I would say a ploy. I feel that he's trying to get back in around, but he intends to take and get some. He wants you to help take care of him. And it's like he's also gotten his. It's like sometimes he blames you for something that you can't change. They're telling me that it's... Apologize, the phones are going crazy. Cindy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
I know that this is pretty intense. I mean, this is your child. I'm not trying to, but you did call and ask. And what the angels are showing with it is that I do see you and him putting down some laws right away. You know, if you want to do this, like you said, of coming home, I see him going, okay, come on in. And here's the boundaries and here's the timeout. He's a little older, I pick. He's not like 17 or 16, is he?
Yes, he is.
And I think this is part of where you and him, you know, you've got an agreement with him. This is the, you know, you're teaching him a good hard love that, you know, you've done what you can. We were just talking to a mother here earlier with a child in their 20s. This is the sad thing that we've come into in the country. I had a reading today with someone else. About 3-4 people today have been talking about their, and we're in the energies of helping our adolescents or 20-some-year-old people. In this case, I feel what you've done here is that you're going to put this out, and I do feel that he's going through some physical problems. He needs to get some things handled now. I see you putting your foot down with him and going, these things, you know, you need to be doing these things, and this is the way you can do it, Michael. No ins and buts. And
I really haven't spoken to him. This is just texting, and I haven't heard from him for like a couple of weeks, and he finally texted today, and he wants to come home.
See? And I feel like what's going to happen is that it's going to be, I do get him back with you. I do get him there. I get that you guys kind of doing this, and it's like, all right. And then I also get that it is, it's setting down some consistencies of what needs to be for both of you and for you, because I feel you're real tired. This has took a lot of a toll. You're trying to help him, and it's gotten to the point where no matter what you do, like you went through before, and it's these anger issues of his. He's got to learn to be creative instead of destructive. And sometimes with you, it's like you're in trouble, like we just talked about with the other person. Whichever happens, you end up being the one in trouble. It's not. That's what I get.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to let him come home, though.
I don't blame you. And I do feel that, you know, the other part of the situation is, okay, this has to be a productive thing. You know, you have to be careful of what else happens to for your own sanity too. You can't just let him do the energy. The guys are telling me that this is going to be a boundary thing with it, and it's like, okay, you know, this is happening. You know, I had a friend even tease one time. They gave their child the money for YMCA, and they're like, what do you mean? It's like, well, it's $6 a day, and there you have a place. And it's like, you know, we no one wants to be cold, but in the same breath, you can't take these anger issues. There's no reason to take this anger out on you. You've done nothing wrong.
Exactly, and that's why I'm letting him stay where he is staying. But now it seems like he wants to come home. But I think it's only because a car was offered to him.
I feel that too, and I feel that once he gets back and other things are there, and then it's like one more time with feeling the being ornery. And I also see that you've put your foot down, and my hat's off to you. I'm proud of you, and keep going on with the work, Cindy. What the guys are showing me is that it is a ploy, and I do see you saying no and being and firm with it. You're on the right path, the guide said to tell you, and stay strong.
All right, thanks a lot.
Thank you, and blessings to you, Cindy. This is Psyche's Gone Wild, Psyche Jethro, and the energies in here tonight. We're working with the guides on 2013, running through as many of you as we can. I want to have my biggest number, so I thank all of you that are calling in. 386, how are you, 386? You're next.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I wanted to ask about 2 years ago I signed up for a program that helps in terms of housing, helps with housing and different educational things. And I got a letter back saying that I was denied for the program or I have about 10 days to appeal. Well, I was going to try to appeal to, you know, be able to participate in the program, but I'm not sure if I'm going to, you know, if they're going to approve or, you know, if everything is going to work out for me, because this is something I've been waiting for 2 years.
I feel it. And I do feel that there's still going to be a little delays. I apologize, but the guides are just showing me delays, and I'm going to get permission from your guides to read you. I'm Psyche Jethro. Can you give me your first name?
Sheena.
Okay. And the reason I do that, Sheena, is that they were showing me stuff. I was hoping your guides would show me a little more. But they said there's a little bit of kind of a delay. It seems like you've gotten yourself in a system there or something that's going on with it's that economy or the culture of the government again, that what they're doing is they're running through so much funding and they're holding things. And you are a very smart person. I can see why you're in college and things working, but you're having to fight to get everything out of them. It's like, what's going on with them? Yeah. They keep showing you, like, you're shaking them and going, come on, you know, help me here. Because you are ready to do this program. You've also had a little bit of other funding that seemed like it kind of dried up or something. Something happened to some funding that was supposed to have been there.
Yeah.
That's what I'm seeing. I feel that this is going to be a little delayed. I do see you overcoming it. I see you getting through. But they're showing me, unfortunately, it's like it seems like it's still kind of rolling around and finally finished up close to September. My goodness, yes. This is like.
I don't know what that. I don't know what that means or whatever. But I mean, it's a lot of stuff that I've been praying for, in terms of, you know, just income, you know, things that I wanted to happen as far as love and life, you know, just, you know, transportation, everything. I've been praying for these things for a long time, for things to get right, and it seems like everything is in a delay, and I'm you know, everybody says be patient, but, you know, I'm getting a little weary here.
I don't blame you, and that's why with your angels and guides, what I'm seeing, Sheena, is I'm seeing that it's going to take pieces to get it together. And I do see that there is a relationship coming for you. I feel there's going to be a really good relationship for you in March. And part of what's happened to you is you're very headstrong, and don't get offended. I'm not saying that in a bad way. It's a good way. You're a very good person with a headstrong. And the angels, like you said, you keep praying, and you're doing it, and you're turning it over. You're doing all the things. It's the frustrating thing is the situation of where you are. It looks to me, what they keep showing me, is you're in an area, in a situation that as you take one step, something else keeps rolling along, and that's what's got you stressed. You could date tomorrow, but you don't want to date Lulu down the street. You want to date someone that's really going to treat you right and be the good things. And what you've got that's happening, and they're telling me that it's going to take that little bit of time. This year is like you're picking back up all of the things that you've been doing with the prayers, and that's where everybody keeps saying, oh, yeah, I agree with the patience, but I also agree with what you're saying here is it's got to start happening now, because, you know, you've waited. You've been patient. patient, you're doing the energy, and what they show me the financial is that you're in that part of life that's so frustrating for all of us. It's, okay, I need to take a step up, but every time you put your hand out for a step, someone slaps your fingers.
Wow.
You know?
I mean, if you haven't said, they hit that on the head, because I had a brother that is more in a more financial predicament, or to have more than I, and he asked to borrow, and he's like, you know, not wanting, thinking that he doesn't have to pay me back, and that put me in a hole, you know, and it kind of upsets me that people, I break my neck to please people, and they don't do the same.
That's what I feel, and I feel that's going to be part of the other thing that's going to happen too. I see you doing another shift of your situation, and this is a feng shui and patterns. I see you taking some energy back of, okay, you're not just loving them, but you're stepping back in your own power, your own space, and you're going to start a new indifference where you start going, okay, everyone's great, and I'm just not at this time. I'm not, you know, because what you're doing is you're helping out here. So what your energy is doing is the guys and the angels see this all going out to everyone, and it's like you said, it's not coming back. And that's why I felt the slapping of the fingers. The angel said that what's going to come from a different energy is you're going to center yourself and start going, okay, here it is for me, and here I'm going to do. And you're not selfish, because you're not a selfish person. But what you're doing is it starts the cycle of, okay, where do I do the other energies? And you start doing a different trademark, a different energy of you're going, I'm looking in this place, I'm going here. I want in the right side of the far right of your room something red, some different energies. I am going with my family of hello, but I'm not, okay, like you said, they're borrowing or doing some things. I can at this point. I'm going to start going, okay, everyone, it's not even a pride thing. It's just, okay, I'm trying to need some, I'm at a point where I'm going to have to treat differently. Then it's going to shift. And it's also a karma, because you've got a lot of them, they're pulling on you. That's what's happening. You're putting all these prayers out for your stuff. And by the time you get done, you're like the big, you know, Kool-Aid pitcher. Everybody's getting a sip. And Sheena's going, okay, I got a half a cup left for me, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's true. This person that you see me with in March, a relationship, do I know this person already, or they're new?
I feel like you've kind of know them or something. I feel like you've been around. You haven't really been close intimately, but you've known them. They're telling me you've been around. I feel like they are familiar. I also feel that part of what the guys are holding on you too is they're ready for you to. It's like you've been praying and wanting energy, but it's like the guys are waiting, trying to get something else handled. It isn't just the school we were talking about. You've got something else going on, a situation there, of financing, of it seems like you're working or you're trying to handle something there in the house. It's like you're trying to get some things, like you're trying to build your nest.
Yeah, that's the with the letter or whatever. I don't know if you're familiar with a program called a Section 8, and they help out with how they, you know, pay a certain percentage of the housing or whatever. And I received a letter, and it says, you know, my name has came up on the list, but because I owe this and that, they're going to put me in a denial, and I have 10 days to appeal. You know, that's going to put me in a stable predicament, the program itself, to where, you know, it's like a stepping stone, where it's not something forever, but it's temporary to put me in a predicament back to where I want to be. But they're telling me I'm denied and I can appeal if I wanted to, and that would give me some time to pay the monies back. But if I appeal, like I called the place that this letter sent to me, and the lady just kind of discouraged me from appealing.
So I don't
know what to do. I don't want to appeal and then pay the money back, and they still tell me, oh, well, you got to wait, you know, another 2 years, you know.
That's what it is. It's the system, and I understand there. I do. I'm not familiar with what you're saying, but I am familiar with this wild system. For years, I've helped people in different situations and stuff, you know, with the financial that we have. And what I feel, that's what they're doing there, and that's what's got you, is exactly what you're feeling there. You know, it's like, okay, you're going to go through it. I do see you kind of holding strong and going through, and you ended up later doing some part of an appeal, because really you need to have this to go to the next step. This is where your frustration thing is. Okay, they can help you there, get you into this situation, and then you can go to the next level. And that's what I am getting there with you. I feel that I see you kind of knocking at the door and going, come on, people, you know, you're going to have to help me. That's what I'm seeing, you know. So I'm going to go ahead with that. And Sheena, I thank you, and we're going on. This is Psychics Gone Wild. We're going into an energy with those of you guys calling Psychics Gone Wild. Please, the phones are going a little nuts on us. So 215, you're next on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you tonight?
Hi, Jethro. It's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
I hope you calm down a little bit because you sound a little intense tonight.
you what now?
I hope you calm down a little.
Yeah.
I know you said you had some caffeine, but...
It's true. And I, you know, the scary part is I wake up hyper like this, and my girlfriend teases me. She's like, would you just chill out? And then I drink coffee, which I know does it. Now I do the healthy coffee. And some days I just go on a sugar binge. I just go off the wall. So, Jackie, I'm glad. I will calm. Have you got a question for me, or are you just teasing me?
Well, I have an interview that I have to actually fly to on Monday evening, and it's a Tuesday morning interview. And I was wondering what you see in that.
Okay. What I'm feeling is going to get a hold of you is that I feel that this interview, I feel it going real well, Jackie, and I'm so glad. Yay! You know, it's like, this looks like this is going to be good. I'm feeling this. We've got so many people that were putting prayers out for jobs. And I feel like you're in a sad situation there. There's some other stuff kind of going on that you need to work. I feel like you're just chomping at the bit. You're ready.
And I actually, I'm blessed because I do have a job right now, but I'm just not... I'm just not challenged, and it's, you know, I work with a lot of kind of immature, mature women.
That's what I'm feeling. I'm also feeling that, sadly, as things were kind of going through for you in the year, you were also working at some this year of where you need the change, and this will be good for everybody. I feel really good with this for you. I also feel like that else has happened with you, Jackie. The guys are showing me that you're at a point, too, that isn't just a challenge, but you're doing some spiritual work where you need to kind of step out there a little more and start helping more people. And the ones you work with are kind of silly. They're closed down energy. They're not real mentally challenging you.
Right.
I do get a good thing.
It's funny because I work for a Catholic organization, and the people that work there are like, oh, like I go to church every Sunday and blah, 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 blah. And even like the sisters, sisters that work there, like I'm surprised at some of the stuff that comes out of their mouths.
I've heard this with other organizations, and I'll tell you the really wild thing is that, you know, it's you're on the other side of it, and it's like the really hardest part that we do go through in times is that, like, you're going, okay, I want to grow. And I think that when you're working in those kind of organizations, you have to be growing or you're going backwards. It's like because of the energy and what you're doing and the other things, and I see this a lot in a lot of humanitarian programs, a lot of other energy. Either they're really growing and it's just a flowing program and it's abundant, or it's like that, and it's just like you said, and the people that are working there become stuck. I was really sad in some organizations I've worked in where I realized that there they were with all this means to help people, and they're playing with the funds. I'm like, come on, you guys, take that funds, roll with it, help all of us. Don't put every, you know. And it's like, what I feel with you that's got, you know, the angels are telling me with you is that you're in for a good, positive change, and 2013 is going to fly real strong for you, Jackie.
Oh, good. Awesome. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. I know you have a million people on hold.
Well, I do, and I bless you, Jackie, for calling. We got all these new people. Please tell your friends to call in, and thank you. You made my night.
Oh, well, thank you. You have a wonderful evening.
Great. We're here on Psychics Gone Wild, and you guys are putting me to the test tonight. We're going through as many fast people as we can in an hour. 407, you're next on Psychics Gone Wild. How are you, 407?
Hello, Hello, this is Pakira.
Hi, Patira. Thank you. I know
it's
you've called. Pakira.
It's Pakira, not Patira.
Oh.
Pakira.
I apologize here. Glad you called in.
Just say Nini. That's my nickname.
I like that. I apologize with you. I keep messing your name up the last couple of nights. We've been really busy. I read quite a bit. I saw that you were on Twitter today, and I welcome you. Have you got a specific question here you'd like answered?
Well, you know, I'm still looking for a job. I've been praying for a job. And do you see me successful this year?
I still see that. I see a job coming along a little later. I'm glad that you know, those prayers are good. You know, definitely get in. I know that you don't do Facebook, but you're on Twitter. definitely looking and putting out there. I had a person today tell me that they were putting in all locations. They were looking all over and putting in with it. And like you, you're just looking for work, and I'm putting my prayers for you out there. I know that it's going to come. I still feel with the reading that it's going to come through, and it's going to be for you when it's there, and I still feel it's a little bit in February. I know that it's, you know, anything that comes along, and all of you guys that are putting in the work, put in the work for her too, that she's able to get work and able to get out there and be working. A lot of people looking for work. Make sure you guys get the abundance prayer. If you can get on an email, mine is psychicjethro@aol.com. I will send you it. It's called abundance. Write me and say, I like that prayer. It's a very good prayer to help with that. 937, you're on next. How are you, 937?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My name is Sandy, and I want to know what you see for me for love.
Great, Sandy. I thank you. We're going through quick, and I'll look at it and go right on. Sandy, I'm picking up with you that I feel this is the time of year for you that I think that love is going to come again, but I think the thing is that you had someone in a relationship that really didn't understand you. They're showing me that it's like you've come through some growth and you're looking at a new love. They're telling me that it's going to be, Sandy, that 2013 is going to be there, but it's I feel you typically pick a certain person, and I said the guides are going to surprise you this time. They're going to throw you a good curveball where this is someone that you probably wouldn't pick for yourself, but it's a really good person to date. You are a very fast person. You like life that's positive, happy, and they're not going to send you a grumpy bear, but they're going to send you someone who's a little quiet and distant. Still waters. They're telling me still waters.
Wow. Okay.
Very good. That's really, that's unique. And I love all you guys that are listening in. I have everybody go, and please, you guys, listen to the archives and let me know. You know, call us back. Let us know what's happened. I had a lot of people call me from last year, and yes and nays. And I do the statistics of, you know, I'm 98% accurate, but we all have our times. But, Sandy, what I'm also feeling with you, they said to let you know, is that you've went through some energies of your own, that you're headed into a new part of your life where you're looking at some new plateaus for yourself on some spiritual growth.
Yes. Yes, trying. I've been working on that, and I've also seen the angel standing at the bottom of my bed and stuff, and that's the first time that I've seen that.
I'm getting really cool vibrations, and angels are telling me that's also going to be what they're going to do with you. They're going to turn around and handle you very well with that energy, and that's where this is going to come through. This person's going to be someone that helps you in spiritual and as a relationship with deep waters. And going right on, we're going to the next person, 260. How are you, 260?
I'm good. How are you?
Going. Doing really good. I'm actually very busy. This is Psychic Jethro, and I'm loving trying to help as many as people as we can here tonight on Psychic's Gone Wild. Would you like to give me your name and your question, or do you want to?
My name is Shayla, and I'd like to know if my finances will improve this month or my job situation will get better.
Yeah, and Shayla, what the guides are showing me with you is they said this month is going to be, unfortunately, this is going to be a month where you're like, grabbing hold of the piggy bank and you're hanging on to it. That's what they're showing me. So what I would take from that, and the guides, I love your angels. That's cute. They have the cutest stuff. They show me. I would say that this is going to be a month that it's going to be hanging on, just kind of riding through it, and then I see it starting to increase a little better. And it seems like the finances, you've been in some tough times here lately.
Yeah, for a while.
That's what I'm feeling. That's what I feel. Do that prayers. Make sure we get into the things of it with the abundance. I do feel the angels are going to show me that it does get better by the end of it. It's not all of this month. It looks like it starts clearing up at the last of it. You've got to, and I'm correct with the guys who show me. They show me that what you're doing for work is not, you know, what you're getting in money is not enough to survive. You're stretching the dollar there.
Stretching, yeah.
That's what I feel. I feel it's going to get a little better after. It seems like as it starts to increase, something's going to come through and be a little better. And it keeps saying like after January 29th and some other things happening for you there.
Okay. Would it be the same job or should I look for something else?
I feel that it's going to come through something else. I think that you're going to start this month as things are starting to go, and I think you're going to start looking around and something's going to open there that's going to be a little better income. And it's a shame. We're in that economy, and all of us know that it's getting better, but it's just taking so long, you know?
Yeah, but this new this change, I'm looking for another job now, and I really want to find something new, but I'm not sure if I'm in the right path to be looking for a job now or if I should be waiting and just be thankful for the job that I have, because I am thankful for it. But
I feel that. I see you are, and I feel that the angels are trying to work out there. That's what the I want to make sure of my accuracy for you, because we're going through quick, and I've got so many people on the radio. It's so good. I know everybody that's financial. If you can get like the half an hour reading with me, because then I can see you, and I do like a lot of times I do it on Skype so we can do the energy. I have really good with you. That I do see that if it is the job that you've got, the showing me money that's coming. Just hang on tight to the 29th. If the job that you've got right now can do the financial, it looks like someone's trying to help you from up above. It's like whether they're trying to get you more hours or they're trying to get a little more of our money. It looks like you do well with what you do, and I see you are grateful, but I see what the angels are doing is they're also saying you've got my respect because I know what you're doing. It's like, I always joke, it's like, okay, I'm now to the point where I'm eating soup bones here. I need to get a job where I'm getting a little more, for that check buck. And what I feel grateful what the angels are saying with you is that you are loved there with the angels, and this is what we're all seeing. So if there's any means of any way that job can be increased, I'm not feeling it there. I still feel you're going to be out looking, and I feel something's going to come through that's going to be a little better. They're not showing it there.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. And this is Psychic Jethro going right in. We're on to 770. How are you, 770?
Hello, Jeff. This is Maddie. How are you?
I am really good. I'm just trying to be well and get through as many people and help all of you guys that have been calling in. Last night we got to talking, and poor people were waiting. They called me. They wrote me. They said, you brat. And I said, I'm trying to help everybody. I want to have friends and still get reading so I can pay the bill.
I understand. I totally understand. I just want to know, what did you see? What energy did you pick up around me?
Okay, and I'm picking up with you that there's some stuff going on this year. This is going to be a really good year, but you've got I think I've read for you before. I remember the energy. You have that really fun guide of yours. It's like there's stuff happening, and you had a person that was in the relationship that wasn't being what he was said or something. There's something going on with you that the doors are opening, that they're talking about a new relationship for you this year.
Oh, fantastic.
And I feel like you've got a little bit of going on. The guides are getting on you a little bit. They said not you're putting too much responsibility on your shoulders. You need to laugh a little more again. You're putting stress on you, and I feel that there's something here going on with a decision you're going to make that's going to be better for you financially. It's just trying to get the money. Like the money's going to. I feel like there's something going on with some kind of thing with money that you're going to be able to come up with a way to help yourself. Like I don't know if it, is this an investment or money. It's something with money that it's okay for you to get a little more money out of what you're doing.
Well, I was thinking, you mentioned investment. There is an investment that I'm waiting to pay off.
Uh-huh.
And I've been waiting for a few years now. It's been a long haul. And I was just wondering, I thought maybe it would have paid off by now, but I was wondering, would it pay off this in the time in the near future?
That's what I'm getting. That's the thing I'm seeing, and it is an investment. You make me work every time I get on here. It's like yours is a tricky one. It's a good one. It's a tricky one because it looks like the investment and the work's going, but it hasn't paid off before. Like you said, it's been different, but it looks like it's gonna come through. And it looks to me like it's had some kind of return or some things happen that you're looking at it. Okay, is this an investment that do I keep this investment or do I turn it in a little bit more like a penny? It's like a stock or some investment that you've got that it's going to start paying out towards you. I see this being good for you, but it hasn't in years before. Years before, it's just been sitting there like it's just.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's the one. And I also see you kind of looking at, okay, is this something I can shake this investment up a little bit, or is there something I can do with it? It looks like you've got some ideas or some help here where they're kind of looking at it. You know, like we have different ones in that area. Okay, there's some things you could do to turn it to where it's to your advantage, because it is a solvable investment, but it's not a good return investment right now, and it seems like it's going to become that. It's like a company or an investment or something that you've got that's going to be able to do that finances back to you.
Oh,
it's going to be good.
Fantastic. Oh, that's good to know. Thank you very much.
Thank you, and you keep calling in, and you always make me laugh, and I'm blessings to you, and we love you.
Okay, and I will laugh a little bit more. I will laugh a little more for some days. For some reason, for a couple of days, yesterday and today, I feel a little stressed for some reason.
That's what I'm feeling, and I would, I would suggest this in people, but I think you need like a real good massage, a relaxing thing, and maybe one of those bubble baths with some cool, something you like the smell of, and just sit and relax. Because when they tell you that, the guides are always say that when they like that when you're feeling real stressed for it. It's I think you're feeling the ascension. We're all getting this fast, immediately now work in this year. And so if we're not really prepared for it, it's like all of a sudden they just plug you into all this energy and you're going, boom. So our first reaction is to get nervous. And they're telling me it's okay, you know, you're in good hands. You're with angels and they're going to help you get through it.
Okay, well, I was definitely, that's how I feel. I need a good massage. That's exactly what I was thinking yesterday and today. I need to be pampered.
Yes. You do, and I'm glad. And I thank you for calling. You have a good night.
Thanks, Jess. Bye-bye.
Bye. This is Psychic Jethro, and we're on Psychic's Gone Wild and enjoying all the calls. And I think we've run through all of you guys. We're down to the last few ones here. 253, you get to be on. Wild.
Hello?
Hello, 253.
This is Becky.
Hello, Becky. Did you know we were
okay.
going to run through this many people that fast? How have you been?
Great. Okay, I have a question. I think Eagle is up to it again.
I believe it. And I knew there was something because it has been. Do you see how many people I've ran through? And a lot of them are having things with their children and hilarious. You know, we've got to put this energy out. And all of us know that all of you who have been listening in and keeping up, she's the one who has to. The eagle has landed. And unfortunately, the eagle has landed on her love life. And we're trying to get the eagle to let Becky make her own decisions. I feel like there's some other work happening here, and the guys are telling me that they're laughing on the other side, that you haven't seen all of what can be done when the eagle puts his mind to it. And that's what I'm hearing. I'm like,
okay. My biggest thing is he going to let me meet my friend this weekend?
They're telling me that it's okay, but he's going to have fun with it. He's agreed. Well, he hasn't really agreed, but he's kind of, all right, we'll go ahead and go with this. But he's still not done with the fun. And they're telling me the energy is going to continue to be, it's going to be full of surprises. And this is a good way to see how this person really reacts because he's actually likes this one. So this one's got it in his
favor.
Because
I haven't heard from, well, hear me. I haven't heard from him in like 3 days, but it's because he's busy, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it because Mr. Eagle's doing something?
It's because he's busy, and Mr. Eagle's really enjoying that. He's like in the, you know, it's like keeping the sauce for himself.
You might need to write a book about this one.
We may yet. The Eagle is on his march. It may be our new one for the season. And what the guys are telling me with you that's happening as you go through this, Becky, really go with a light heart and positive energy because what this year they're showing for it is that as this gets stronger and the energy's happening, you've got so much positive happening. They're showing me like champagne for you. It's like bubbles, bubbles, bubbles. Everybody's been getting different words. They're showing me that with you. I had a person today. We read four things. I've had like four clients I read for before the show here. And with each one's getting a key word of clients of mine and friends. And Becky, what they're showing, they said for you is to be bubbles. And it's a good thing. When you look at that energy, you look at the circles, the eternity, they're going to give you abundance. You've got some really, not only love this time, but you're going to get two things. You're going to get the financial and you're going to get the strong, spiritual, emotional person. So even though the eagle is out there doing his magic, he's also doing a positive for you. He's got something special behind one of those curtains. And we just need to know when he decides to give it up. We're going to make him give it up.
But he's thinking this one that I'm going to meet could be the one.
He is joking that he likes this one, and that's all he'll say and smiles.
Oh, God. Okay, well, I better let you
get out. I'm glad you called in, and we are back on Psychic's Gone Wild. And B.C. Watt, you're next on Psychic's Gone Wild. We're rolling through. Some of you guys have been 50 minutes. B.C. Watt.
Thank you for taking my call, sir. The question I have tonight is, I was talking to a young lady who I met online, and we started, I basically asked her to communicate. She agreed to. We was talking, and then she stopped. But then she continues to talk to me without even responding to the previous letter. Like she had liked some of my pages or this and that. But I just want to know what happened.
It's because you have this cool voice, BC. No, I'm teasing you. You have a rocking voice. I think you have one of those voices for like radio or books. Seriously, what the guys are telling me, that part of what's happening is she is really trying to see if how serious this is going to be. You've hit some notes there when you guys were talking, and you are looking – you play for keeps. You're one of those gentlemen that you're looking to have – What I feel is you're looking to have a partner, and you really are you're really serious. You want that person to be with you, to roll with you, you know, to be in your life and to love you and care. And I feel that what's happened here is you've got some really cool energy, and I can feel what's going on with the vibes. The guys are telling me that this year you have your guides have put in a situation for you that you're coming into some really good stuff. Your life's going to really take off.
Oh yeah, I feel that.
I feel it too, and I feel that she's a little bit nervous. She's like, is this guy really serious with me? And I think you are. You also have a really strong thing, and I tease you about your voice. Please don't get offended, but you have this really cool energy from you that what's going on is your guides are going, here, what I'm going to do. And everybody that's around you can feel that. So I think her guides told her, you know, this guy's serious. You're not about one date or anything else.
Okay. So where do you see it going from here?
What I feel going on with you, too, in the energy is I feel it's going to also go into a part of having some energy happening with you, too. And it's like, you know, it's like having for some energy is I feel that you two are going to be dating. And I do feel that it's – I feel she's going to pass the test. The guides are saying that now this is something you've had happen before. You have real strong guides and angels.
Mm-hmm.
And you know exactly what I'm talking about. You're very strong in faith, and I'm very impressed. But I feel you have somebody in your family that's passed on the other side that's not going to accept anything but the best for you. That's what they're telling you. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I like that. I'm very impressed. I do a lot of very, very hard work with the other side and energy. And they're telling me that I feel that this was there. I feel this girl and you are going to be doing some other contact, but there's something going on with her that something hit a key button with your guides. Your guides are like, and I feel that. I'm feeling this is someone who loves you with this very strong. They're saying unless they're ready to really roll with you and be with you and take care of you and be a partner, and I mean a very specific partner in life, your guides aren't going to let them through, and this is a hard thing. Some people deal with this, and they go, you know, I don't know what's going on. Like you just said, you were wrong, right, and everything was going. Well, that's what it is. And what it is the guides step in, and they go, okay, you know. But definitely keep track.
Can I ask this question? Because I think you hit something. Yeah, you probably touched on something that I dealt with all my life. So you're saying you think that guys have kept certain women out of my life because he wants to reserve me for something great?
Yes.
Oh, here we go.
Yep, and you're a crystal blue, and I don't know if you've ever been told that, but you have a very positive energy. It's crystal colored, which means it's faceted, and so you have a way in this life that the angels have done this. It's a good thing, but it's a frustrating thing. It's a gift and it's a curse, because like you just said, look at that with other women, and if you sit back and go, wait a minute, you know, and everything's rolling along real smooth, and all of a sudden, whoomp, and they're out of there. And you can go back and look it over and say, I never said anything, I didn't do anything, and yet the guides did this. And you, like you said, it's happened before in your life.
All the time.
Well, I got to roll. I bless you when you get with me. I'll get a reading, and we'll figure out where this one is for you. There's got to be a true blue out there for you.
Thank you.
Thank you, and blessings to you, and we're rolling on with everybody. We've got about 2 minutes left, and some of you guys, I thank you. We're going to run out to the last 2 minutes of the show. 202, you got on 2 minutes.
Wow, thank you. Awesome.
Thank you, and I will have given you a name, and I'll just, for purposes, if you'll just give me your question, or would you like me to?
I do have a question, actually. My name's Daphne, and I have a month that I need to be away during February, and I cannot decide if Hawaii would be more beneficial for me to go for some healing work or Bali or someplace else, and I'd love to get some guidance.
The reason I'm Daphne getting a lot, and I thank you for calling me. It's a very positive, and I you know, I'm a very advocate of the vortexes. They're telling me that the female vortex, and that is in Hawaii, it would be really good for you right now in the energy of you need that female blending. You're going through some energy right now that's really stressful on your body. You have you're very much an easygoing person, and it's been some really, this year has been a little bit of a, last year I should say, sorry, was a little bit of a kookiness, and you need the energy to replenish for 2013, because this is going to be your glamorous year. They're showing me like you, and I'm seeing fashion, I'm seeing money, I'm seeing things happen, I'm seeing you working with, it looks like lights, like either modeling glamour, something glamorous.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm seeing this going to be a very positive for you. Oh, and they give us the 90 seconds. So, Daphne, if we cut off, it's the show, and we thank all everybody. But I'm also feeling that you're going to get through that, that it's going to be good. They're telling me that you've got a choice here, too, in what else do you want to do with some of this other energy. You're going to be putting some of this energy into – I feel like you're going to be doing some kind of either it's yoga or it's a jazzercise. It's something physical to make the energy run faster so your kundalini and you feel better. You've got extra energy.
Okay.
And they're telling me the relationship that you have two other people that you're giving energy to, that you just keep doing that. You're just one of those people, Daphne. You have people, when you love people, you give them energy.
Yeah, no, it's true.
It's very true. They said this year is going to be really good. You're going to have this extra energy. You're going to do that. They said the choice is if you go to Bali, it would be okay, but I just see the other part of Hawaii. I also see what they're also saying for your energy is that you've got to strengthen up a little bit of what else is going on for your angels, because they're talking to you in your dreams. It's just not all clear. They've got a purpose for you. This is going to be a very, very positive year for you. I just see you enjoying. I told the one person to laugh more. In your case, I feel like they're telling you that you're not only laughing, but you're just giving this extra energy to these. Thank you. We've got 3 seconds, and welcome to everybody. Thank you for calling Psyche's Gone Wild. We will be back